This was so much fun.
Thanks for coming
on. I would like
on.
To do this once a week.
Yeah.
Just you
guys,
to get your
whatever story. Whatever you guys need Mari, just call Mari.
I'm here for it. Yeah. You don't have a guest? I'll pop in.
We would love that.
Do a little pip, little pop.
Little pip, little pop.
You were fantastic.
Give me some of that good weed.
This was very fun. Yeah.
I'll have more stories next time. Yeah.
So I think that's the podcast. I think we just get Mari high and see what happens.
Yeah, 100%.
We'll make it a tardition.
Tarnation!
I am currently in the middle of my doctor's note tour for 2024. I have dates all the way through the end of the year. I also have some dates now for January of 2025 because I announced it on Instagram the other day, but I haven't told you guys yet. January 31st, Gramercy Theater in New York City. I'm filming two shows in one night for my new special. Tickets are already on sale. You can get them at ajwilkersoncomedy.com. And between now and then, you can see that new hour of material live. I'm coming everywhere, starting this week. September 26th, I have two shows in Eugene, Oregon. September 27th, I'm in Salem, Oregon. September 29th, I'm in Portland. October 2nd, I'm in Seattle. October 3rd, I'm in Tacoma, Washington. October 6th, I'm in Spokane, Washington. October 11th and 12th, I'm doing a weekend in West Des Moines, Iowa, co-headlining with Cam Bertrand. October 16th, I'm headlining the Lookout Comedy Festival in Chattanooga, Tennessee. October 18th, I'm in Manchester, Connecticut, headlining with Cam Bertrand. October 23rd, I'm back in St. Louis, Missouri. October 24th, I'm in Albany, New York, co-headlining with Cam Bertrand, and then we're staying and doing the weekend together in Syracuse, October 25th and 26th. Then October 27th, I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina. October 31st, just announced, I'm coming back here to Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm doing a very special Halloween show that will be all crowd work. I'm doing a Halloween costume show. I'm going to be in costume. If you come out to the show, you come in costume, and I'm going to just interact with everybody. It will be an entire night of crowd work and just having fun together. I'm very excited about it. I'm going to have some special guests with me. So those tickets you can also get on sale at ajwilkerson.com. Then back on the road, November 6th, back to the Doctor's Note tour. Then back to the Doctor's Note tour. November 6th, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. November 7th, I'm in Greensville, South Carolina. November 8th and 9th, I'm coming back to Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm doing a full four shows weekend in Grand Rapids. I can't wait to see you guys again. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, November 10th. December 15th, Philadelphia. December 18th, Boston, and then December 19th, East Providence, Rhode Island. And those are all of my shows left for 2024. But then in 2025, we already have a couple dates. January 2025, January 17th and 18th, I will be in St. Paul, Minnesota at Laugh Camp. January 24th, I will be in Enid, Oklahoma at the Stride Bank Center. And then obviously January 31st, I will be at Gramercy Theater filming two shows for the new special. I hope I see you guys at any one of these shows. Hope to see you guys at my special taping. You can get tickets for all of those right now at ajwilkerson.com. Beep, beep, beep,
beep. Oh, speaking of handless people,
yeah,
let's talk about your dating life.
Oh yeah. Best fucking transition. Yeah.
Are you currently on the digital claw machine that is online dating?
Oh man.
Yeah.
Thought you had a good one, but they just slipped right through your fingers,
yeah.
Huh?
Fuck. God damn these hands.
Yeah.
Small. I have to take this jacket off. I'm so fucking hot. Can I move my mic?
Yeah.
Is it too late?
No. Okay. Take it off.
Just clip it on your
bralette.
Yeah. Just make sure, here.
Is that looking?
Yep.
Test, test, test. One, two, three.
Let's go like...
What an unhinged episode.
Oh, let's go like this. I'm going to touch it.
Oh, I was like, he's either going to...
Is this... Yeah. Or wait, no, we should do it on this.
He's either going to want to date me more or date me less.
This is my best friend.
I know, like, because when you date me, you also date that.
I already got a present from him. He wants to anyway.
You're right. Or he starts dating you and I'm out.
But a twist.
The drama.
Yeah, the drama.
No, do you remember Dodgeball?
Yes.
Yeah,
do you remember Dodgeball? Sometimes there's two people for one person, and we call that the jackpot.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't remember kind of, that.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, is that like best friends?
Well, yeah, yeah, sometimes there's two people, yeah, and they call that the jackpot.
Vince Vaughn is trying to give Justin Long like life advice, because Justin Long is like in high school and obsessed with this high school cheerleader girl.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, you gotta like move on. There's other fish in the sea, do you know? There's other people out there for you, you know? I think there's one perfect person out there for everybody, you know? And in some cases, there's two perfect people out there for one person, and we call that hitting the jackpot.
Vince Vaughn is something.
Yeah, and then at the end, it's like a callback, because he meets like the Christine lady that he's like had a crush on the whole movie, mm-hmm, and then her girlfriend shows up, and she kisses her girlfriend,
yeah.
And then he's like, oh, and the one guy's like, I knew it, she's a lesbian. And she's like, I told you I'm not a lesbian. I'm bisexual. And then she kisses Vince Vaughn.
Mm-hmm. Hot.
Jackpot.
And jackpot. Exactly. And jackpot. Then I think Justin Long goes, jackpot.
Jackpot.
Yeah. Jackpot.
I'm not having any jackpots on the dating app.
Sister wives.
I have a jackpot.
I'm pretty sure I got catfished.
Oh, go ahead.
Go on. This is still on the picture.
You got a cat that looks like a fish too?
I don't know.
Well, I'll say it anyways. I swiped on someone, and you know, like, on their profile, I was like, oh, this is all good and great and da-da-da. And then, like, on their Instagram, this is all good and great, da-da-da. And then we FaceTime, and I was like...
Right into FaceTime?
Well, it was, like, a couple weeks after.
Okay.
We hadn't met in person yet, but I was like... Something's not... The pieces aren't adding up.
Damn.
But then I went on their face. I found their Facebook, and I went on their Facebook, and I was like, because Facebook doesn't lie.
Facebook
photos do not lie.
Yeah.
I was scrolling through their profile pics, and on one of their pictures, there's like a bunch of comments, and one of the comments was, "Seriously, who is this? This isn't you." And I was like,
so she's just a lot of filters.
Yeah, a lot of filters. So yeah.
Wait, is she?
Oh,
what's up?
Yeah.
Oh, life update.
I'm
gay.
Welcome back. I'm gay.
Yeah.
Hey, we've been calling it since episode 1.
No, my God, this bitch is. Well, welcome. She knows. We've all known.
We're so happy.
The closet out of glass.
Good. We're so happy for you.
Yeah.
I think I'm just.
Yeah, she's been in the closet, but it's one of those closets with the glass see-through doors. Yeah. So we see you in there.
Dude. And she's a sweet little gay bird that keeps running into it.
That was 100% it.
Yeah.
She didn't even know she was in the closet so she could see out the door, but she's like, oh, why can't I fucking... What? Yeah.
And then somebody let her little gay bird ass out, and now she's flapping her gay wings.
Yeah.
So have you been on like an official date yet with anybody, though?
No.
Okay.
Just talking
about
the
Do you want to give a test run with me? Just to check it out. Just like go to Applebee's and just fucking, we'll just like,
yeah, but I'm going to show up.
She's
like,
only
yes.
doing it for the meal, Sydney.
Yeah, you have to pay, though.
I will. But I'm wearing nuts.
Welcome to the world of dating women.
Yeah. Gay for pay.
Brother, this is hard.
Dude, have you seen any of Sam J's?
Yes.
I
watched her new hour at Acme when I was still living in Minneapolis, and it's so good.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love the bits that they've been using to promo her in the clubs.
Yeah.
Where she's got this, Sam J is like a black lesbian
I know.
Comic.
I know she is.
Super funny.
She was on the roast.
But she's talking about like being with women and stuff like that, and she's like, she's like, dude, I don't have the lower back muscles. She's like, my girl be like, harder, harder. And I'd be like, bitch, what? She's like, she's like, man, I did not know how hard this was.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
They work hard. We're talking about like with a strap on, right? Yes.
Yeah.
When we say hard, we definitely don't mean soft.
Oh.
We mean hard.
We mean hard.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hip work.
It's a lot of hip work. That's why guys are always sweating so much.
Yeah.
The last guy sweat all
as
over.
Much as so much as people aren't going to like to hear it.
Too much sweat is like...
It was too much.
A little bit of sweat, you're like, ooh, yeah.
Disgusting.
And then too much sweat, you're like, what in the...
Yeah.
No, it's as much as people, like some people aren't going to like to hear it. It's like the Joe Rogan bit in his hour where he jokes about like, he's like, lesbians don't have the correct lower back muscles to fuck a woman correctly. And then Sam J has the joke basically being like, yeah, I don't have the lower back muscles to fuck a woman correctly.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
That's like the skydiving joke I have too, where I'm like, no one told me how hard it was going to be to breathe. Like skydiving or going down on a woman.
Oh, yeah.
No one told me how, like, men, I see you.
Yeah. And you have to commit to that, too. You're not coming up until she's good.
Yeah.
Like, it depends on the girl, too.
Yeah.
It could take 4 minutes. It could take 40 minutes. It could take 4 hours. It could take 4 days.
Full school and 7 days ago.
Believe it or not, you can learn a lot from the Olympics, dude.
Yeah. How so?
The breathing techniques of Olympic swimmers. Stroke, breathe. Stroke, breathe.
That's
breathe.
That's what that lady meant when she said, just keep swimming.
Just keep
that
swimming.
That lady, Ellen DeGeneres?
No, a lady at a show yelled that to Sydney.
Oh. Shouted it at me while I was on stage.
Like, that lady?
The voice of our beloved fish, Ellen DeGeneres?
She's not a nice person.
No, she's a piece of shit.
She's a piece of shit that's getting a new hour.
Yeah.
A new hour, stand-up hour on Netflix.
Everyone knows she's a piece of shit and they're giving her a whole hour?
Yeah.
She got not only does
everyone know she's a piece of shit, but everyone's pretty aware that she hasn't done stand-up in like 15 years.
It's been a minute.
She owes America a fucking an apology.
Maybe she'll talk about it and apologize.
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. She needs to come out and be like Louis C.K.
Yeah.
So Louis C.K. us, like when he did his special after the whole jerking off in front of... He was luring women to his hotel room and then jerking off in front of them.
It worked. It worked for me.
Here's my problem. I'm like...
I was lured. I mean, it's Louis C.K. How could you not?
Oh, yeah.
Is he married with kids, though?
No, he was single then.
Oh.
And he was doing it to, like... female comics and like industry people.
Okay.
Where
yeah.
it was like there was like a power dynamic thing on top of just the creepiness of it. So it was like he was saying it to women who couldn't say no.
Okay.
That's annoying.
He's doing it to women
that's
who couldn't
gross.
Say no.
Yeah. But I'm
those
like
are always
just
people
date
after
somebody
them.
Who is super into you and
you can get like a really hot chick.
Yeah, you could date
you can
somebody
date
and...
someone really cool and like have weird fucking sex with them.
Yeah.
Like, weird whatever.
That's
you're
what
into.
I don't understand.
Find someone.
Men.
Not all men.
No, I love men. They're the coolest.
I'm okay.
Like they're okay. It's not that. It's there are men who are
it's power.
Sleazy.
Yeah.
Who are whores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whores. Who don't go about it in a creepy way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, shout out our boy Uncle Laser.
Yeah, he's pretty upfront.
He's a comedian.
You'd probably want to fuck Uncle Laser.
You'd want to have sex with Uncle Laser.
Do you think he would want to have sex with me?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. He's a real hound doggy.
He's a yoked out daddy.
Oh, yoked out daddy.
He's tattooed and funny.
Southern.
Yoked out, coked out daddy. Dude,
and just wants to fuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
But very honest and upfront. They're like, hey, we're going to fuck, and then I'm going to be moving along.
What's up, Uncle Laser? Yeah, daddy.
Yeah.
What's his real name? Because I would never call him that.
How would you
I
not
don't remember.
Call Uncle Laser?
I just call him Laser.
No, sir.
Yeah, we just call him Laser.
Yeah, I'm not calling anybody Uncle.
He's got to call me Ace, though.
Yeah.
I called David Jolly Uncle Jolly.
You like
Jolly.
His dick Ace?
But that's just because he came up in my comedy scene. He was
Wait,
a mentor
you like my
to
dick?
Me. We're having multiple
conversations.
No, you're
like, you like the dick Ace?
Well, I'm him. If you're going to
make
him call
yeah,
you
okay.
Ace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, you like this dick Ace?
Ace.
Ace is a weird one.
Is it? I've been trying to nickname
unless it's Ventura.
Myself that forever.
No, there's a sexual thing. If you're an ace, you're,
What?
Yeah, what is it? It's,
There is a sex term. Yes.
Yes.
It's like amongst lesbians.
Thank you. Yes, I'm
like
learning.
Lesbian aces.
Yeah.
Learning.
Yeah.
So new to the culture.
Ace,
Wait, no. Ace is a term for asexuals, isn't it?
An ace lesbian is a term that describes a person who identifies as both asexual and lesbian. Oh.
Oh my god, are you an ace? Bitch, oh, are you an ace?
I might be an ace.
I've been trying to nickname myself ace for fucking years now. You're automatically
ace of spades.
This is the real ace.
Yeah, it's a real ace. You're not an ace.
I'm not an ace. This is the real fucking ace right here.
Yeah, I have no sexual desire.
She is an ace.
Aces are asexual lesbians and pilots. You gotta be either be all the way in the cockpit or all the way out. Then you gotta be.
She doesn't want to be in any cockpit.
Yeah.
No cockpit.
No cockpit.
No cockpit.
We're done with the cockpit.
No. No more moshing.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
She's over it.
No, I don't. I don't know. I've talked about it before, but like, I just don't have like an innate sexual desire, unless I'm like emotionally connected. But I've never sought out like.
That's good.
But I've never sought out, like, sex as, like, something to fulfill me. It's always for, like, my partner.
So, that's really sweet and beautiful, though. Because, you, like you said, you need to be connected to somebody to, in order to give yourself. And that's there's something really fucking beautiful. That's great.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Like, and you deserve the fucking coolest.
Maybe.
And you will. You will find
maybe.
Her.
Oh, God,
she's
going to
be amazing.
She's going to be amazing. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I think that's sapiosexual.
Oh, Sydney, I'm so fucking happy.
Thank you.
That's
thank
awesome. You just woke up one day and you're like, you know what? This is it. This is the day.
Yeah, I don't know. There's also a thing in psychology where if you tell someone something over and over and over again, they eventually are like, maybe.
Yeah.
And everyone's been like, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. And so I've just been like,
no.
No.
Well, actually, you know what?
Yeah.
We'll revisit that.
Yeah. Or it's the other. It's a thing that's common in neurodiverse people, especially autism and ADHD.
Are you autistic too?
No,
ADHD. Oppositional defiance disorder.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to just ask people if they're autistic anymore.
Yes.
So, I'm sorry. Are you just nervous? Yeah,
you gotta... She's learning.
She's a learning type of Muppet.
No, I think it's the opposite.
She's got a heart.
I think it's oppositional defiance disorder, which is common in neurotypical people and autistic people and stuff. And it's more in childhood, but in neurodiverse people, it extends into adulthood. But oppositional defiance disorder is like when you tell a kid no, and then they do it anyway, right in front of you kind of thing. It's like the, because you said so, now I'm not. So it's, we've been telling you you're gay, and you were like, because you guys think so? Mm-hmm. No, I'm not.
You know what's funny?
As soon as we stopped telling you you were gay, you were like, hey, guys.
Not me being called the fuck out.
Yeah.
I do. I've lived my whole life like that. Like, my parents are, like, my dad was like, you can't join the army. And I was like, watch me.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Yeah, dude. Everyone's always like, you can't do comedy. I'm like,
hell yeah.
Watch me.
Yeah.
You can't be a truck driver. Watch me.
You were a truck driver?
You can't be a professional vapor.
Watch me.
Yeah. Watch her. You were a truck driver?
Yeah.
Nothing gay about that.
So you're a latchkey kid.
Nothing gay about a professional vapor.
Watch me lesbian.
Yeah, latchkey kid, watch me lesbian. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I would like to say it's midway through. If you want to smoke weed, get it going.
Oh, should I take a ripper?
Yeah, take a ripper. I have to be home in 30 minutes.
This is either going to go one way or the other. You know.
Well,
I don't have to say which way.
I did just clean this bong. The VA, I can't smoke for like 3 weeks, so.
Oh, you're going to just clean up for the piss test?
Yeah.
Nice.
The VA is making me take a drug test.
Why? Are you still active?
Here's the deal. Marijuana isn't federally legal yet. It's only legal on a state level and a state-by-state basis. So, since the VA is federal healthcare, even if you live in a state where weed is legal, the federal government still says it's illegal. So when it comes to federal healthcare, they can deny you access to services and medications if you can't pass a drug test for marijuana, even if you live in a state where marijuana is legal.
because it is federally illegal. So the government likes to fuck with you. And like, if you're on any sort of medication and you move to a different state, they have to drug test you all over again, and they can choose whether or not to deny your service.
And that's what I'm going through. It's crazy because I told
my... It's a giant fucking shit show, and the government is going to continue to fuck veterans for as long as possible. So the more of you who know about it, the better.
Yeah. It's really shitty because I told my therapist, I'm like, weed is fun and I like to have fun with it, but like, actually it's the only thing that helps with like all my joint and nerve issues.
Yeah.
And it helps when I'm like super overwhelmed. It helps like ground me. And she was like, yeah, I get that, but in the state of Tennessee, it's illegal, so you have to pass a drug test in order to get this prescription because your meds are considered a controlled substance. And I was like, so she was like, but we can prescribe you like painkillers for like your pain.
Like so
you, yeah, you want to take
addicted.
Away my
opioid.
Weed
opioid.
And give me opioids when my family has a history of opioid addiction.
Cool. Good job, government.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, you want to take away the thing that has been proven with veterans to reduce suicide rates by 80%.
Yeah.
You want to take that away and give me a pain pill addiction just because I need Adderall.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
through. There's a shop like 10 minutes down the road from my parents, and my dad loves it in there. He loves getting his gummies. But they have, for my mom, for sleep, for anxiety, they go in, they just get pre-rolled joints.
Oh, that's
all
cute.
It's New York. Sure, dude, really good
weed
too.
I think I've told this story on the podcast, but the first time I ever like got high from weed, it was about 4 months or so before my official diagnosis. But it was the first time. It was after the first time someone had been like, "You're autistic. You should get tested for this." I found a guy in Fort Myers that was getting like medical marijuana from dispensaries, and he hooked me up with some medical marijuana. And I was going downtown to Fort Myers to meet with my friend Ben. And I knew it was like the art walk weekend or whatever, so there were going to be a lot of people downtown. And I hate crowds and being around a lot of people. and I used to rely on alcohol to be around people.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been sober?
I'm not like full sober now.
Yeah,
I'll have a drink now occasionally. Mm-hmm. But I went through like a 3-year... dry.
Oh wow. Damn.
Like fully dry.
That's a long time.
But I needed it.
Yeah.
I needed to just I needed to eliminate my dependence on alcohol. Mm-hmm.
I understand
to
that.
Socialize.
I think a lot of people relate and not even being having AD or being autistic and not
well,
just
normal.
Well,
and
that's
the other that's like the being ADHD and autistic is the only reason I can have drinks now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only reason I don't have to be fully sober is because of like I'm autism and ADHD, like I am highly self-aware,
mm-hmm.
right? Like I've always had like that, like inner knowledge that like I can never do like cocaine, heroin, any of those things because the day I try it once,
you're
I'm going to die from it. Right.
Yeah.
So I know I'll never cross that line because I have that level of
it's
awareness of like this line is death.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I forgot why we were even talking
about that.
Right. So once I eliminated like the need and the dependence for it,
mm-hmm.
it became almost like object permanence, right? Because I stopped depending on it.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol almost ceases to exist in my daily life.
Yeah.
It's not until somebody is even like, "Hey, do you want a drink?" that I'm like, "Oh, I don't drink."
Yeah.
I forgot drinking was an option.
Yeah,
I forgot
yeah.
alcohol existed
yeah.
until right now.
Yeah.
And then
you're like, I could have one. Sure.
And then, right. Sometimes I'm like, do you know what? I could have one.
Yeah.
Because I'm so non-dependent on it now. I forget it exists.
Yeah. What a way to think.
Yeah.
Wow.
But so now it's like, if we are celebrating something or, you know, I'll have a drink.
Yeah.
After we filmed my first special, I had a drink with Lucy from Zany's, like my manager at the time and
mm-hmm.
producer for the special, we had a drink together.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, great. I can do this in moderation, responsibly, once at a time. And it's not something that I rely on to be around people.
Yeah.
I do rely on this now to be around people.
I mean, I get it. I have cigarettes, but I.
Yeah, but substituting this made my brain faster, makes me more responsive around people. And I don't feel like garbage.
Well, that's...
You know, it doesn't make me feel bad. It's...
Drinking may... I stopped for a bunch of months. What's happening right now?
Oh.
What's the orgasm stuff?
I was
they
like...
They sent us more.
Is this Delta 8?
This is actual THC.
Okay, great. It's, I can't smoke Delta 8. If it's Delta 8, I will die. I will lose all... My brain will just shut down. I will stare at you. I might drool a little bit.
This is called Bob Hope.
Oh, these are Bob Hope.
Yeah, that's literally what...
Is it sativa?
Yes.
Great.
It's their earplugs.
Well, I have this auditory processing disorder where like competitive sound makes my brain melt out of my nose hole.
This week's episode of the What in Tardation podcast is brought to you by Eargasm, the leader in innovative hearing solutions. Eargasm was founded with a passion for preserving the sound quality of live experiences while prioritizing hearing health. We live in a loud world, and harmful noises significantly threaten our hearing and mental health. Eargasm's high-fidelity earplugs are designed to protect your hearing in all loud environments without sacrificing sound quality. Get all the highs and lows of a concert or festival at a safer volume for your eardrums. Eargasm earbuds aren't just for musicians or concert fans, though. They're for anyone who finds themselves in loud situations. If you're someone who needs extra support in unpredictable environments, from comedy clubs or classrooms to crowds or construction sites, these earplugs help manage sensory overload and anxiety caused by loud noises. Eargasm's high-fidelity earplugs are an ideal go-to solution for neurodivergent individuals or anyone else with sensory processing differences or sensitivities to sounds, because these earplugs filter out harmful, overwhelming noise and allow you to hear only what matters, so you can enjoy a calmer, more grounded experience in chaotic environments. Order your first pair of hypoallergenic, high-fidelity earplugs today by checking Eargasm out on Instagram or heading over to their website at www.eargasm.com. And when you check out, use promo code AJ10 for 10% off your order. Now back to the podcast.
Okay, so I just...
The aviation earplugs.
I just put them in?
Yep.
Testing?
I don't know if I'm doing this right. Ooh, my hair got in.
Yep.
Oh, they're no sound.
No. They are sound like processors. They like filter sound. So they filter out like more low fidelity sounds, so you only hear the high fidelity sounds.
Clear. People very clear what the things are supposed to.
So like I was just listening to, I put the music on my phone to test them. You can like hear the music, but it's lower. So it's almost like isolating the vocals a little bit. And like in crowds, it will like isolate more of the crowd noise so you could hear the show.
Okay. That's good for,
it's good for me because this is even nicer. Now, with my auditory processing disorder, once there's competitive sound introduced, my brain has a hard time grabbing onto words and like figuring out what's being said. So it's kind of like Wheel of Fortune whenever I'm talking to someone. So in like a podcast environment, it's pretty easy because it's just our voices. But say there's music going on or another conversation going on, my brain has a hard time like, because it's picking up music, it's picking up conversation. So I'm trying to talk and people will say a phrase and then it's literally Wheel of Fortune and my brain going, what's the missing word in that phrase?
Interesting.
Which sucks because typically when you go, what did you say? People don't say the exact same phrase. They don't think that you understand what they're trying to say. So they try to like break down what they said. And I'm like, no. Like, I just need that one word.
Just repeat. And that's why you got to start saying, instead of saying what, you got to say, repeat that.
I've been saying, what was, can you say that one more time?
Yeah.
But that's a good thing to say in any like situation. If you just don't have, like having a conversation with your partner, your husband, or like a friend where you're like, can you repeat what you just said?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's important for that person to hear what they said too. They go, well, that actually sounded kind of shitty the way I said that.
Yeah.
Or I didn't mean to say it like that. Yeah. Or I'm going to start asking everybody to repeat themselves.
Yeah, you should. I highly recommend it.
And if I'm on the plane, these are on my bag.
Yeah, I'm gonna put these on my fucking keys or on my wallet.
He loves them. They love them.
Yeah, this is gonna come in handy. It's nice to like thank you so much for your work for getting this sponsor. I really appreciate it. We really appreciate it.
I'm a bad bitch.
You are a bad bitch.
Man.
She's a bad bitch.
But not only
do you do it.
But let's not only
why?
Did
Oh, I was it's like just, I do it, it out of
no,
love.
No, I know why. I know.
It's and the need to get things done.
It's like your skin. You just have it. It's just have your it. Skin.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like your hands.
It's, you know, it's like your hands. You just have them. You are lucky enough to have them.
Lucky enough to just have them. Well, I love them, and I wanted them to do.
But not
well.
Only did you get us a cool sponsor, you got or like a sponsor, you got us a sponsor that both of us like we're gonna use this.
Yeah.
Like this is something that like will make my life better.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just like edible arrangements.
It's not just like I'm here like try BetterHelp.
Brought to you by
BetterHelp. If they Better actually Help. Give us free therapy, I would fuck with BetterHelp.
Yeah. Hey, AJ, do you eat enough vegetables?
If I could get therapy that wasn't through the VA hospital.
We should try and get
Don't go there anymore. Tim went for like months and it didn't fucking do shit.
No,
it sucked.
No, my least favorite thing about the VA therapy, and this happens to me every time, it's like I sit down, I'm talking to this person, and about the time there's like some trust developed and they kind of crack me open and they start just pooling out. Like yesterday I had like a psyche eval and they were like, how about the funeral honor guard when you had to bury your friend who killed themselves? And what about your childhood? And what about the wall that fell on top of you? And what about, and they just kept pulling this shit out. And then as they have everything out and the room's a mess, they're like, okay, that concludes our appointment. And I'm like, everything's everywhere. You just pulled everything out of me.
Yeah, we should have been a little slower.
You didn't tell me how to put it back inside, and now I gotta go be a person?
Yeah.
I can't. My room's a mess.
Yeah. You're like, one at a time. Yeah. One at a time. I'll be back next week. Let's work on that. I'm here. I'm patient.
It's
Let's
not
be
even
patient.
With the VA, it's not even next
That's
week.
That's fucked up. That's actually.
Well, it's because it's the VA, and it's the federal government.
Yeah.
It's a lot like a lot of other federal. Like departments and agencies and things like that. It's they're not getting the best people.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like even if they get the best people, they're overworked.
Yeah.
Yes.
Overworked, underpaid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like the majority of when you're talking about VA hospitals, like especially like mental health care staff, you're either getting like recent graduates or you're getting.
People who have been there for like 30, 40 years that are exhausted.
Well, and you're getting people who've been there 30, 40 years because they like failed out of everywhere else.
So like the degenerate, you know what I mean? Degenerate therapist.
Yeah, you're getting the mental health version of the Wall Street guy who struck out and is now like a financial advisor at like a P&G Bank in Ottawa. You know,
you're getting the lawyer. His name's Marty Shikamaru.
Yeah, you're getting the public defender. Person, yeah. You're getting the public defender versus the high priced defense attorney.
He's got stains on his collar. You know, he's always got coffee breath and like he's just trying to get a good case. He's got one person who works for him.
Treat you like an episode of Pawn Stars.
There are lawyers like that.
Yeah, there are lawyers like. Fucking soul.
They're called public defenders.
Yeah. Even that, it's not even just in the mental health department.
No, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's like in podiatry, the podiatrist that instead of like going through the planning of like correcting my ingrown toenails
so
was just
up.
Like, I'm going to rip your toenails off and kill your nail beds forever. Yeah.
So wildly fucked up.
Yeah. It's
right.
Crazy.
Because like, you're, well, give it a chance. It's a toe.
Yeah.
It's a toenail. Give it a chance.
It's trying its best.
Like my hair, I think, should grow back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you let them do that?
It was one of those things that literally happened so fast I didn't have a choice.
They're good at that.
Yeah. They were like, so what we're going to do is
It's literally one of those things. One of those things
they say it as it's happening.
This is kind of how it happened. He's doing something on my foot, and then he's like, I'll be right back. And then he goes, and then he comes back and sits down. He's like, do you get these a lot? And I go, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I figured you would. And then as he's doing that, a lady is rolling in a cart with, like, shit on it. And it was he got up to tell her to go get that cart of shit. And he's like, yeah, so this is going to be an issue you're going to have forever. So blah, 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 blah. So we're just going to kill them.
That's crazy.
Gone.
Gone.
Painful?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because he started putting the shit on, like, yeah, he yeah. hadn't fully removed the, like, he was cutting, like, the edges, like, he was going to fix the ingrown yeah. toenail yeah. and yeah. getting those pieces out. And then while he was, like, doing all that, because it was already numbed up, mm-hmm. he literally had separated my toenail. And so he literally just flipped it back and started, like, putting this, like, stuff on it. Which is like basically an acid.
Or nail stuff?
No, in no, no, no. An acid. An acid. An acid.
His toe was tripping, dog.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Yes. Yeah. So it took.
I'm a toe.
Yeah, it took like.
I love that this is your impersonation of a toe.
We yeah, should have
it took
a proper
like 6 weeks to fully like
oh,
scar
that's a
over
long
and
time.
Yeah. Well, and the worst part is he didn't fully get it. Like down in
not.
The corners where I get ingrown toenails, I still get pieces of toenail that grow up out of those
because
corners.
Because there's a part, tiny little part that's like I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
It's supposed to grow.
Yeah.
Like, wants
like
to,
grass
like, the rest
growing
of
out of
dead.
The cracks of a
yeah.
sidewalk.
One
it's
little...
like you can't kill me.
100%. One little guy.
Yeah.
One little fucking weed.
Yeah. Life finds a way, motherfucker!
Like a turtle coming out of the shell with his
yeah.
tongue just
so cute.
Aww. Yeah.
That happened to me when I, not the toenail thing.
Like
I have all toenails. I have all 10 toenails.
Congratulations.
I would have my pinky one. It kind of just
you?
Doesn't grow.
Yeah, no, I have all
yeah,
of them. Yeah,
I know you do.
My
well,
like
actually,
a,
I, miss,
like
I have an acrylic one right now.
Yeah.
Remember I had a fake one?
Oh, I just got the groundhog toenail. That's just like 6 more weeks of open-toed shoes.
Winter is coming.
I thought of it, and it was really good, and I was like, I got to get it out.
Yeah.
I got to get it out.
No, but the thing with, like, the VA and, like, not having, like, the best providers, they have a lot of interns, too, people that are still in college.
Absolutely.
That are like,
the
interns.
In.
Yeah,
yeah
they're,
so.
Like, they're being, like, there's, like, a head guy. Like, this happened with me on the day I had knee surgery. There was a...
They had your knees? Your VA gave you knee surgery?
Yeah.
Is it fucked up?
Oh, yeah.
It's fucked up.
It's fucked, but it's not...
Give me back surgery.
It's not the,
back surgery too?
No.
I had like
you've no. seen the scar in my back dimple?
Well, I just assumed yeah. you had melanoma like me. I didn't know that's what that was.
No.
Oh, I don't
no,
know.
No,
like
I had a back surgery and like a and
I
like
just
a giant
you had melanoma
knot
like
of,
me.
Of
just,
yeah.
Well, it looks just like my melanoma. Thing.
Damn, that's no.
no
joke. Back surgery is no fucking joke. Neither is Nate, because
yeah,
I had
yeah,
mine
I had
repaired.
I had a giant piece
like 6 years
of,
ago.
Wow.
My ACL meniscus. And if that shit's not like fixed well,
mine was
in the right way.
Yeah.
Mine was even more rare than an ACL or meniscus. I had a lateral retinacular lengthening done.
Of course you had it right now.
But
oh,
I had it
yeah.
done by one of the top surgeons in this country for
I'm sorry,
that surgery.
Can you repeat yourself?
Lateral retinacular lengthening.
Ringling.
Lengthening.
Rattle it. Rattle it.
Rattle
down,
it. Dingling.
Lateral retinacular.
Ringling mechanical dingling.
I've heard of it.
You were the worst. You would be the worst person to play a game of telephone with.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then I would like fix it because I'm
she
good at
she understands my
I under I yeah
you have
language.
To be right
yeah.
after her
yeah.
It's when I'm like I'm so
that's
I'm getting happy to be here with everyone I love
that's
you so
how
much
I was
but
with
you're really happy to be here I love you so much
I want to get the story out
yeah.
I want to finish this
oh,
whole
sorry.
Story
so
no
sorry.
The anesthesiologist was the head guy and he had an intern under him and the intern put my IV in wrong
cool
and they're literally carting me off to surgery. And the head anesthesiologist comes over and he's like, hey, that's in there wrong. So I'm being carted into like the room, they're like the op room where I'm fucking got granny panty underwear on. I'm fully naked besides that. And the last thing that I'm
you're
hearing.
Tits out?
Yeah. Well, they have a blanket over me,
uh-huh.
but
yeah.
they're like, this is in wrong. So I'm in the operating room looking at all these lights and I'm like, it's in wrong. Am I going to feel something? Is it going to be okay? And I'm, like, almost crying. And they're like, yeah, yeah, you're going to be fine. And then as they're, like, fixing it, they, like, put the shit in to make me go night-night. And that's, like, the last thought I had was, am I going to be okay? And then it was lights out. So whenever I woke up
that's
from...
That's terrifying.
Whenever I woke up from surgery, I was bawling.
Oh.
I was like...
I'm so happy to be alive.
Like, you remembered.
Yeah.
You remembered your last thought.
Yeah.
Is this it? Oh.
And that's the veteran healthcare system.
Jesus yeah. Christ. Don't yeah, ever go to a guy's grave ever again.
It's literally, I'll you're pay getting for knocked it. Out.
I'll marry both of you so that you guys can have my health care.
No,
good thing we were not vets. Imagine us, though.
Tonight, you guys stop by my room.
Not the sideways gun.
Sideways,
you're dead.
Sideways,
you're dead. Do I look cute in this uniform?
Yeah. I kind of like deconstructed a little bit.
Yeah, no, I like did a little.
I cropped
like,
it.
Yeah, no, I did a little tie dye.
We're like angels of death. Emphasis on the angels.
Charlie's angels.
Yes, oh, we were just sorry. Angels. Wait, lingerie under this.
Do you guys like the bra I'm wearing?
Yes, Sergeant Daddy. Sergeant Daddy.
I just had the same uniform as I did in Halloween of 2013. Little army. Slutty little army bitch. Yeah.
I like Halloween so much, I became a nurse, so I could dress up every day.
Yeah. Do you guys love Halloween? Do you fucking love it? You don't care. Don't give a shit. Don't really. Doesn't
la 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 la.
I like that it's 30.
Is that what it is?
I like that it's 30 straight days of scary movies on television everywhere.
I like that.
That's
yeah.
That's it. Never like trick or treating.
Yeah.
Dressing up.
As a kid.
Now. No.
I haven't dressed up in
but
years.
But he is doing a Halloween show at Zany's, and he will be dressing up.
Yeah. I haven't worn a Halloween costume in like 10 years, but I am this year.
Oh, fuck yes.
Yeah, but I did tell you that I wanted to have a Halloween wedding, and you were very cool with that.
Yeah, that's just a spooky wedding. That's not like a bunch of people other than like the people that are at the wedding. Do you know what I mean? It's not a Halloween party full of strangers.
No,
or trick-or-treating with a giant group of... What is happening?
The Muppets on the loose.
So sorry. I forgot we were on a podcast.
She forgot we were on a podcast and she turned to me and asked a question and I was like, we're going to point it back to this conversation. She was like, oh yeah, we're on a podcast. And I was like,
yeah. One conversation at a time, you fucking Muppet.
To answer your question, I did dress up last year. I was on a Halloween show at the Comedy Corner Underground, and I dressed up and had a whole set that was my character, and it was so much fun.
Nice.
This year, I think I'm going to go as Ray Gun, the Olympic breakdancer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Sick.
Because I look like her.
That's
and
her
I,
name.
I can't dance.
That's not her real name.
That's her street name.
No, its real name is Ray Gun.
Ray Gun. Her Ray could be a name. Ray Gun. Ray
there could be a redneck. There could be a Ray redneck Gun. Somewhere. My name's Ray Gun.
Yeah. My uncle Ray Gun.
Yeah, that could be her.
I'm from the Appalachian Mountains.
I'm the eighth cousin to James Gunn, that big Hollywood movie director.
Yeah, sure is.
Ray Gun.
Other
Ray
cousin Gun. Wears that little green suit, and he's the raccoon.
That's fucking funny, dude. Wow, I didn't know that's what her name was.
Ray Gun.
Yeah. I support that.
I think it's Reagan.
It's Reagan. It's Ray Gun. Like one word. Like Ray Gun.
Yeah.
Reagan. You mean Reagan?
No, like Ray Gun. Like pew pew alien. Like Ray Gun. Ray Gun.
Okay. Ray Gun. Spell it.
R-A-Y-G-U-N.
Okay. I thought it was a Jenny Ginny situation.
Oh. Or like another one.
Reagan?
I just said Reagan.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
Like that's Ronald Reagan like, or
yes.
like
oh, Don and Dawn. It's definitely Reagan.
Yeah, Don and Dawn.
Yeah, that one got
Dawn
me.
Don and Dawn. Yeah, I know.
Don that's and what Dawn?
Fucking yeah. Hunter and I would argue all the time. I'm like, you're saying Ginny?
She said Dawn for Dawn.
I say Dawn, D-O-N. Yeah. She says Dawn because she's from New York.
She's like, you know, Dawn. Like Dawn. the blonde who works it. She's like, I'm like,
oh,
Dawn.
I thought you were talking about Dawn Dish, though.
Like Dawn.
Or Dawn.
Like Dawn, like D-O-N and Dawn.
D-A-W-N, Dawn.
Yes, Dawn.
Yeah. Dawn.
And she I say Dawn.
I say Dawn.
Yeah, Dawn.
Yeah, Dawn.
Yeah,
that's
Dawn.
Where it gets confusing, guys.
Yeah. I can't say ambulance.
Oh, ambulance.
I say...
Whoa, Black Betty. Hey,
amazing.
So funny.
Yeah, don't ever ask me to call 911 for you.
Oh no, someone called ambulance.
What?
Ambulance!
Alabama? No!
Ambulance!
Ambulance! Not dead! This starts sounding like the fucking Cajun coach fucking The Water Boy, dude.
Yeah. My mama's in.
He's the one that when they're all like watching the football fly through the air in slow motion, he's holding his nipple rings on the outside of his suspenders.
Such a specific part. But it's exactly who it is.
And it's always 9-9. Right?
Huh?
Yeah. You gotta 9-8. You know, like, don't go to your knee right now.
And he's like, yeah, exactly. The mud dogs are gonna drive down the field. Yep. They're gonna score a motherfucking touchdown. That's my favorite.
Don't go away with it.
Just so you know, the way you can interpret her
shit
is what I used to do with my brother when we were kids, because my brother was born deaf and had tubes in his ears. So he would just speak in gibberish and I could just understand whatever that was.
Yeah, that's what I do with her.
That he's really hungry and he wants a peanut butter sandwich.
I love that he wants a peanut butter sandwich.
Give the boy a peanut butter sandwich.
Make sure you give him some milk, though. That shit's dry.
What? No jelly, just the peanut butter.
Just the peanut butter. So just a PB.
And chocolate milk. Yeah.
Just a PB.
Oh PBR? No,
just PBR? PBR?
PBR? Just a PB?
A PBR.
I was going to go to the gym after this, but can I go to the gym high?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You never done that before?
Never.
Oh, it's so much fun.
I said something weird to a guy in the sauna this week. This week was a lot of stuff.
Okay, maybe don't go to your gym high. Okay. There's like massages and sauna.
There's
a
lot
of like corners where you can interact with people one-on-one. Don't go.
Yeah, but a majority of them are my friends. This is at a certain time. I don't really know anyone now. Unless it's front desk Mark. I love front desk Mark. He's got a lazy eye. He's so sweet. One is all the way up there.
Okay,
and then one's
so she
directly
loves
a
lazy
here.
Eye, but don't come at her with a nub.
No.
Yeah. Don't.
Yes. I'd fuck Mark.
She fuck Mark. She fucks with Biggie Smalls, but don't bring those nubs anywhere near her.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
Shoot. Go on.
Get
on now.
Go. Get out of here now. Go.
Get off my lawn.
Who are you getting to?
The nubs. Oh.
We all got it.
This is how our podcast goes every time, though, guys.
Yes.
This is how our podcast is every time.
This is Mari and Darren, and they have their own podcast now called The Touch Up.
But not as high, because, not yet. Yeah. And it's a little bit more PG-13.
It's a little more PG-13.
It's a lot more PG-13.
Yes. Yes, that's why it's hard for sometimes moments get...
Kind of. We sang a whole song about diarrhea.
We did.
With Fancy.
We did. I can't wait for
that.
Did you
have to cut it, or are you keeping it in?
I don't know.
We'll probably keep it.
We have a whole thing for bloopers.
Part two. I think we have a part two with Fancy because it was so fucking funny.
Because it was so fucking funny. Ooh. We were going to keep something else for the bloopers. What was it? Oh,
when I slapped my pussy?
We should actually just keep all of our bloopers for their podcast. And just they can post it.
It was so fucking funny. I would be in Becky Baseball. I was like, Becky Baseball. And I usually hit this.
Becky
but,
Baseball.
You know, the inner part of the thigh. And I just smacked my fucking pussy.
It was so funny.
And then what happened?
And then Tara's like, did you smack your brother?
Wait, hold on. This sounds like a porn.
Yeah, I know.
So I was just sitting there, and then I smacked my pussy, and then this other girl came in and said, hey, what are you doing in here?
Did you just smack your pussy?
Becky, baseball, were you trying to like give like a hand signal to the pitcher or something? Were you trying to tell them like a fastball?
No, it's like a super, it's like, it's her character.
I thought back a baseball. No, okay, but why does Becky Baseball slap the inside of her thigh?
That's just
You gotta stand up and put the leg up. You gotta do the whole, Becky Baseball.
Coach, right? I'm a coach.
Yeah,
it's
Becky
not about
Baseball.
Winning or losing, but in this case, it fucking is about winning, all right? Let's get the fuck in there. Suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah, and just get in there.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, you're kind of like,
oh, you want me to out?
You're kind of drunk.
You're just like this. Hey. Becky Baseball.
Gonna run some bases.
Hey. About to steal
the,
come on,
you know, that's like why a, I said you're like a signal, like a signal.
I want to say to everyone that I am sober, and me standing up like that is just a testament to the VA healthcare system and my botched knee surgery.
I was like, where are you going?
I literally, I was like, oh.
We don't know.
Just going somewhere. I was like, why is she coming at me like that? Coming at me all wrong, see?
My knee has a mind of its own.
I kind of miss it. To me, it looked normal. So but I didn't really look, but hey, you know, what does that say about me?
Yeah. Well, you're high.
Right. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I just smoke weed.
I'm a real backpack boy now.
You get so high you think you're wearing a backpack. Oh my god, I got all my stuff in my backpack.
Why do you keep talking? It's like, are you talking on suspenders? No, my backpack's strapped. Where's my backpack?
When you walk through, people are like, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Okay, oddly enough, though. Okay, I know we're making jokes right now. I realize we're making jokes right now, but I kind of am a backpack boy.
You are a backpack boy.
Because of the ADHD and the autism, I need so many things I go everywhere. It's like a purse. I need my backpack or my fanny pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need my pack.
Yep. I've never met someone that owns more bags.
On your bag, do you have like things for other
Which
things
bag?
Like attached
Are you
to it? Like
motherfucker.
Things? Are you like
hold on,
book bag?
Hold on, motherfucker.
So I got him.
I gotta show you. I just came back with more bags.
So excited! So of course.
He buys a bag out of control.
So I got him a Toomey for his birthday. I created a monster.
Oh, look at that!
And then he found Toomey accessories.
More sunglasses.
Bags. Oh my god.
It's a bag
so
for your
many
bag.
Pouches inside other things. But
bags
it's
on bags on bags.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You are prepared.
Bag
my
city.
Meds?
Bag city. Hope
and everything.
Bag city.
I'm gonna attach my
bag,
new
bag
fucking
city. Hope.
I'm gonna attach my new fucking eargasm.
Yeah, you are.
To this motherfucker.
Oh my god, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Do you have a place for water? Where's your water go?
That's the only thing I can
Uh-oh.
I know. I almost bought a new Toomey backpack. Because
what?
They have, like, I
what,
said almost, but
water?
I'm not
replacing it. Don't worry. It's the one you got me.
God damn it, I'll cut my bangs.
Mom and Dad are fighting again.
I'll cut my bangs, god damn it, I'll do it! That's how he has to talk to me. I'm sorry, did I freak out?
Yeah.
Sorry you guys had to see that.
I'm scared.
Wait, remember when mom and dad fight?
No.
Remember when we went and got sushi and I ate something? And it was really spicy.
Oh, my God.
And I thought I was freaking out. I thought I was literally having a full-on meltdown. And she was like, you were just so calm. I was like, no, I'm so sorry you had to see that. Yeah. I just thought my face was melting off.
She was like... But it was like then tearing. And she was like... And she was like, I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm freaking out. I was like...
I don't mean to embarrass you. Like,
yeah. On your birthday.
On your birthday. On your birthday. I was like, wow, I'm really, like, really ruining this dinner.
Oh, God. I can't believe I come to you on the day of your daughter's wedding.
I just freaked out.
And then
out.
I had, like, a little too much wasabi, and I was like, ah, oh, fuck.
Like, you're freaking out like, Maya Rudolph when she does Hot Ones on that show. Yes. And she's like, fuck you and all of this.
Yeah, would you go to fucking school? Yeah. I can kill like, every motherfucker in here.
Yeah, I could buy and sell every one of you motherfuckers.
God. But I was like that, and that was like a real reaction to something hot. Like, I can't imagine, because her eyes were tearing.
And she was just like,
very demure.
Demure.
Very mindful. Demure.
Demure.
Did I say it wrong? Demure.
No, it's Demure.
Oh, okay.
It's Demi Moore.
It's Demi Moore.
Okay, don't go see The Substance with Demi Moore. I watched that by myself, went to a theater. Terrible time.
Okay. Oh,
terrible time. Don't watch it.
Is this a new movie?
Yeah, I've never heard of it. It's very, I mean, the cinematography is awesome.
Is it like a horror movie?
Sci-fi horror,
but terrible.
God, it's not that it's terrible. It is just
really terrible.
Abrasive.
Okay.
It is very. It's a weird movie to go and watch by yourself. There's a lot of naked women, and yeah, I was there by myself, and there was a couple behind me, and I was like, the whole time
buying
I was like,
tickets.
These guys are just watching me going, that lady's here just to see these tits.
She just goes to movies We're by all herself. Just, to look. That's where she needs to go.
Plot line to it's very good, though. The story itself is like, oh, I see. This is like how Hollywood treats women when they age. Mm-hmm. They toss them to the side.
Yeah, but sure fucking do. Demi Moore, meow.
Yeah, yes. She's so hot.
Not in this movie.
No?
It gets ugly.
Dude, you just had a 1,000-yard stare like you have PTSD from this movie, dude. You look like a war veteran leaving the movie after fucking Fury. Brad Pitt tank movie, dude.
Just like, that's how I felt!
Do you remember when we all went and saw Civil War?
Dude, it was just like that, but I was by myself.
Damn.
Yeah, I walked to the car and I was like...
Dude, some movies do that.
We went and saw that A24 movie, Civil War, on the road. Oh, yeah, it's good. It's like a newer movie with like Kristen Dunst, where she's like, she's like a war journalist.
Yeah, she been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's like documenting, she's trying to get to the president's surrender during like the second American Civil War.
Yeah, it's like a collapsing of society movie.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Heavy. That's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It is. It's a lot. Very
but
heavy.
Also, it's the kind of movie where when you walk out of the theater, we were all like. So that's coming.
Yeah. Oh God, the movie's like,
So it's like
so fucked up.
We need a plan.
It's literally
one of those.
Yeah, that one fucked with me.
Like,
a little.
Do you remember when zombie movies first became a thing, and then literally there were like zombie preppers who were like, "No, this is our plan if there's a zombie apocalypse."
Yeah.
It was literally like that, but like for realsies society.
Remember when zombies were a real thing for a second? When people were on like the
bath salts?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm from Florida. You think I fucking forgot? No.
That was wild.
Yeah, that happened on my home field.
Fuck. Have you ever seen one in real life?
Yes.
What? You have?
One? Yeah. Like, people who are so fucking drugged out of their mind that they're just, like, shuffling around and fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Like people who, like, so fucked up, they'll, like bang their heads against walls and shit. Fuck their own faces up. Yeah. That's real shit.
That's crazy.
Fuck.
Yeah. That's how that movie felt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
You'll see people like that, even with like meth sometimes, like when meth, like a bad batch or something, claw their own face and shit.
Or like fentanyl, too. Fentanyl, they're all
That's
just
what
like,
I mean by bad batch and shit. And fentanyl.
They're crazy. Yeah. They're all hunched
fucking
over.
Fucking fentanyl zombies.
And it's very sad.
So sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. It's like that's somebody's child.
Yeah. So sad.
Yeah. You
know? On that note, I have to leave. Follow us on at the Touch Up Pod.
Follow them.
Hey, follow us.
Yeah, listen to our podcast. Our beauty podcast.
Nice. Our beauty podcast. That
sometimes
there's a belch in the back. Yeah. Listen to the
This
judges.
Was so much fun, though.
This was so much fun.
Thanks for coming
on.
I would like to do this once a week.
Yeah, you just guys, to get your whatever story. You guys just, need Mari, just yeah, call Mari.
I'm here for it. Yeah. You don't have a guess? I'll pop in.
We would love that.
Do a little pip, little pop.
Little pip, little pop.
You were fantastic.
Give me some of that good
weed.
Yeah,
this was very fun. Yeah.
I'll have more stories next time, too. It'll never hurt. Yeah.
So I think that's the podcast. I think we just get Mari high and see what happens.
Yeah, 100%.
We'll make it a tardition.
Like 28 seconds of 68 different laughs. Everybody rotated through like the 7 stages of grief, but for humor.
100%.
You go here, you go silent. I was like up here at one point.
I snorted really loud.
Yeah. Hold on. Did you guys see did you ever watch the video of her slapping her pussy?
No. Yes.
No. No. I mean, why would I think they just found out about it?
No, I sent it to him. I was like,
I think you guys can find it at touchuppod.com.
No, we're not going to drop
my Bumble.
It.
Yeah.
the touchup pod on OnlyFans.
That's something.
What in tarnation?